BBC News with Nick Kelly. The United States Supreme Court has ruled that human genes cannot be patented by medical companies, but they can patent synthetically produced DNA. The court struck down patents held by an American company on genes used in a pioneering test to detect a predisposition towards breast or ovarian cancer. The decision will have wide implications for medical research. From Washington, here's Rajini Vaidyanathan.
If a medical research company isolates a human gene, can they patent it to prevent other companies from using it? The answer from the US Supreme Court is no. For the past three decades, medical firms have had legal protection over human DNA they've isolated, but judges ruled unanimously that this should be stopped. But the Supreme Court said the separation of genes wasn't an act of invention. The court decided companies can still hold the patents for synthetically produced genes made in a lab.
The BBC says some of its staff have had their lives threatened by the Iranian intelligence ministry ahead of the country's presidential election on Friday. The head of the BBC Persian service, Sadiq Sabah, says family members of at least 15 London-based staff were called in by the intelligence ministry in Tehran.
They have been threatened. They have been pressurized to talk to us and staff in London to tell them they should stop working for the BBC. For the first time, they used threats against their relatives themselves, including they will lose their pensions, their passports, and also, again, for the first time, they threatened families in Tehran. If staff in London continue working for the BBC, their own lives would be in danger. And they say they will do everything to get rid of staff in London.
The BBC says it has repeatedly asked the Iranian authorities to stop the harassment. The Ethiopian parliament has overturned a deal struck in colonial times that gave Egypt and Sudan the right to most of the River Nile's water. It argues that the 1929 agreement is out of date. The move has angered Egypt, where there's already fury at plans by Ethiopia to build a new dam. Some Egyptian politicians have proposed destroying the dam. The South African government says Nelson Mandela's health is improving. Mr. Mandela, who's 94, is being treated for a lung infection. Karen Allen reports from Johannesburg.
After days of speculation about when he would appear, President Jacob Zuma visited Nelson Mandela at the end of his sixth day in hospital. He arrived amid tight security, accompanied by another senior figure from the governing ANC. In a statement issued by his office, Mr. Zuma said that the 94-year-old's health continues to improve, but his condition remains serious. He again called on South Africans to pray for the elder statesman's speedy recovery.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The former Argentine president, Carlos Menem, has been sentenced to 7 years in jail for illegally selling weapons to Ecuador and Croatia in the 1990s. His government smuggled more than 6 tons of arms to both countries, which were subject to international embargoes. Mr. Menem was found guilty in March. The former president is also a senator and enjoys immunity, but he may go to prison if fellow senators vote him out of office. A wildfire burning in the U.S. state of Colorado has destroyed at least 360 homes, making it the most destructive in the state's history. Hundreds of firefighters and aircraft are tackling the blaze, which is raging uncontrolled on the outskirts of Colorado Springs. 38,000 people have had to evacuate their homes as winds continue to fan the flames. Two other major wildfires are also burning in the state. The Nicaraguan Congress has approved a proposal to have a canal built linking the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. A Hong Kong-based company has been granted a 50-year concession to build the waterway, which will rival the Panama Canal. The $40 billion plan has been criticized by environmentalists who say cargo ships will be a permanent risk to Lake Nicaragua. But President Daniel Ortega says the project will bring prosperity. And the international media mogul Rupert Murdoch has filed for divorce from his third wife, Wendy Deng. The couple have 2 children. David Sillitoe has the details.
Wendy Deng is perhaps best known in Britain for her sharp right hook. When her husband Rupert Murdoch was giving evidence to a Common Select Committee, a protester launched a foam pie. Wendy Deng's lightning reaction certainly suggested here was a woman unafraid to stand up for her husband in public. However, Rupert Murdoch's media company News Corporation has confirmed the couple are to divorce. The marriage in 1999, Rupert Murdoch's third, came only 17 days after his divorce from his second wife, Anna. He'd been married to her for 32 years.
BBC News.